I mean, kneel down to the ground or something.
If you're feeling tired, you might say, I go over to the couch and go to the sofa and
lie down, take a nap, rest.
If somebody was really sick, you say he couldn't get up all day, he did what in bed? He just
lay in bed. Too sick to get up or something? Too weak to get up, like I was?
Talk about something you see in your sleep. You say, this is what I...
What have you seen in your sleep? What you dream of?
But when I wake up, I can't remember what I
was dreaming about.
You ever had that happen?
Yeah. I dreamed one time, it's all about something. I dreamed I got underneath a house, and every place I was crawling underneath of it on my belly, and I was hitting my head and all, and every place I'd go to the side of it like that, it was too low, I couldn't pass. Boy, I woke up, I'm telling you right now, I was working so hard, I was just sweating, crawling underneath of the house. I really wet.
You woke up and you had...
Well, that's a funny feeling.
All over your shirt, you...
Man, I was sweating. I was working too hard, I believe. I was working too hard crawling underneath it. Every time I'd come up, I'd bump my head or my back, and I'd be just like a darn turtle underneath that thing. And every time I'd get to the edge like that, I'd try to make it, I couldn't. It was too low. And I was just following the edge of it like that, trying to find a place where I could pass through. Boy, I crawled so hard underneath that thing until I was working so hard until I was sweat. I was really wet when I woke up. Boy, that's a funny feeling. I can dream about some crazy things sometimes.
Huh.
You know, that's a funny thing. Are you thinking about that now? I was talking about somebody say right there today. That's one time that you die when you're sleeping. Because you don't know nothing. They can say what they want to say, but a person die when he get that way, when he's sleeping. But he come back to life. He wakes up and come back to life, but all the time he's sleeping, he's dead.
We talking
about that during the day. When I was around, I'd say like 18 or 19, that's all I used to do then.
I know you're a wired man. You're strong. Now, your children come in.
I was strong in my arms. I could hold up a long time in my arms.
I'm talking off
mine. Well, all my young days, I pulled around like freaking in a blacksmith shop and all that. I guess that had something to do with it, too.
Yeah,
in the 10-pound mall. And I never had no big muscle. Never did get big muscle like some people. And I'll bet you I could hit as hard as any man my size could get with them all. Just the way you handle it, first of all.
Now, when somebody comes in the house and they're making noise like this, you say, don't.
What's that?
Stomp your foot.
Right. I tell them, boy, that's five
stamps. Any other kind of sport, it runs into thousands and all that, you know? Look at golf and ball and any kind of a champion. Look what they pay them. And then we'll rather give them $300 and a trophy. Like he said, oh, yeah, that ain't no money. And it's the Lafitte Yacht Club that gives that. They sponsor that. And he's the only one in Lafitte that belongs to that club. Nobody else belongs in it from Lafitte. It's all people from New Orleans. They've got their yacht and all that over there.
Really?
Yeah. And they won't have a supper for the paddlers, or they won't give them a drink off of that boat or nothing like that. They'll buy a fifth of whiskey out the tavern and go put it on their yacht or something like that.